Perek Yud Gimel Seif Chof Tes, another chapter in Hilchas Libun, to go and soaking begodim. Person wants to go and soak his beget in water as a isam in Aseya from Sharia Libun, because soaking itself cleans it. But the Rishonim ask a question. There is a Gemara which says a person is allowed to go in a puddle or in a river to go till his neck in order to go and meet his Rav. Shall we show him why is it not a problem from Libon? His begotten get clean. Shall we show him, Roy, we show him answer this question and they say that only a beggar which is dirty, which is stained, has got a problem from Libon if you go and soak it. That if it has not got stain, even if it has been used and it's not fresh, if it hasn't got a stain on it, says Roy Rishonim, there's no problem from Libun. Therefore, this person who went out in the river to go and meet his Rav, he didn't have stained the Godin. Therefore, there's no it's a Libun according to Roy Rishonim. But there is Shittas Rabbeinu Tam who says even if it's not stained, there's also a problem from Libun. The Heter, which Rabbeinu Tam says is trusting the Gemara, is a person goes inside the water, he doesn't want to clean his beget, it's considered he's making dirty his begotten. Because the river is there, which is going to disturb him in the water. Therefore, it's not considered Libun. So according to Roy Rishonim, you're allowed to do it if you don't have stains. That means we're discussing now not rubbing, we're discussing to go and lishrot, to soak. Then there's no problem to soak if you don't have a stain, according to Roy Rishonim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you don't have a stain, you're not allowed to do it. Only if you do it the way to, which makes it dirty. Let's see now inside. The if chof test. Another point which I'm going to have to add on is that we learned it before with leather, there's no problem from soaking. The if chof test. Shriya beggar the mind to go and soak a beggar in water. Asherah beget b'mayim oy ma'areh mayim al beget chayev chatos mishum shamayim manakim et ha-beget v'ayzeh b'chlal ha-melech ha-kibus. A person who doesn't soak a beget in water, or even if he doesn't soak it, he pours water on it. Chayev chatos, because he's cleaning his beget. And it's part of the malacha from Libun. Dinim eilim ha-moim after oizim she'en kabonos ha-odom na-nakoiz. As a beged. When you come up from a beged, we snack a v'aizem alocha d'mura. Now what? He says, even if a person doesn't have kavana to go and clean his beged, there's no difference because he did the cleaning, even if he doesn't have kavana. So if lamed, shriyas beged noki, if a person goes and soaks a beged which is clean, how we showed him nechlekuim, if a shriyas begotten gamma after beged noki, Yesha, Tiru, the Yesha of the Rishonim have a machloik, like we learned before, whether a beggar which is clean, which has got no stains on it, even if it is used and not fresh, if it's got no stains on it, everybody agrees. No, if it's got no stains, that's a machloik. Yesha, Tiru, the Yesha of the Tan, Rishonim, Roy, Rishonim, most Rishonim say you're allowed to do it. A beggar which doesn't have a stain on it, you're allowed to soak it. But Yesha also, because Shittas Rabbeinu Tam says you're not allowed to go and soak it even if it hasn't got a stain. We take on, since it is an Issa Min HaTorah, we want to worry for a Shittas Rabbeinu Tam also that not to go and soak a beged which has got no stain on it, even a beged which is clean. One should not go and soak it on Shabbos because you've got Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. But that I'm a chloikas and now nemerakko isn't she ain't sure it's a beggar the matrat nikoi vikibu. Even if you don't do it for kavana in order to go and clean it, I'm shayreu al manosl na koita is a it's a gomel choladet. If he soaks it in order to go and make it clean, then there's no machlokes of bein tam. But we show him that everybody agrees that this is offered to do it. The whole machlokes is only when one doesn't have kavana to go and clean it. for another reason, he goes and soaks it. He wants to go in a puddle or something, he soaks his baguette. Then if he's got clean baguette, it's a machlokes rishonim, it's the problem to go and do that on Shabbat.